Worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, so the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Father, we thank you again for the wonderful and the powerful and the mighty and the glorious story of creation. Thank you, Father, for how that in your wisdom and your grace and your mercy and your love, you introduced your wonderful book with the powerful story of creation in Genesis chapter 1, in that very wonderful introduction. Lord, more and more help us to fall more in love with you and with your powerful word. And thank you for the wisdom, the grace, and the strength that comes from your word. And thank you for the blessings that are ours as we make it a lifestyle of reading and meditating on your precious and wonderful book. Father, anoint our time today. Just do a mighty work in the heart of every listener and stir us to fall more in love. Again, as we said, with your word, with every passing day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, as we listen to the account of Genesis, we recognize that you are such an awe-inspiring God. What a big God you are. And Father, that like David said in the psalm, you think on me. Father, that you would think on us, that you would not only think on us, but care for us to the point of sending your Son to die on the cross for us. We thank you. We praise you. We lift high your name today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We want to continue to remind you to, we want to encourage you, join us for a virtual town hall meeting featuring a conversation about spiritual warfare. The day is Thursday, April 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Central. Again, we're trying to address some of the questions, including what is spiritual warfare and how can a Christian recognize it? What role do Christians play in the spiritual battles of life? And how can we be victorious? So keep in mind, some of the guests include AFR talk show hosts Miki Addison, Bert Harper, Bishop E.W. Jackson, Ed Vitagliano, Tony Perkins, and Pastor Jeff Shreve. To pre-register and watch this special event online for free, again, the date is April 29th at 7 p.m. To pre-register, visit afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. And once again, just to remind you, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We continue to remind and encourage you, please email us to get some of the prayer tools and discipleship tools we provide. Our goal is to strengthen and encourage you and your family in your daily walk with the Lord. And of course, let me just say this once again. If you don't have the habit of reading three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. You know, three chapters is a good basic spiritual meal. And the fact is, God's word ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. So one of the most fruitful habits in all of life is that of getting into God's word absolutely every single day. So again, if you don't already have the habit, today is a wonderful day to start that very helpful and encouraging habit to do just that. And so we're glad to send you these prayer tools and discipleship tools. Remember, our goal is that you'll use them for you and your family, but also forward them to others, because again, that way we can become co-laborers as we help to disciple other people that you may know in your circles of influence as well. Forward them to family, friends, fellow church members. That's one of the goals. We are blessed and honored to have today Mr. Mark Loy. He's the co-founder of Answers in Genesis. Mark, how are you today?
Hey, wonderful to be with you, Pastor Joseph, and also Rick. And hey, let me say, I do a lot of radio interviews, and to start off with that beautiful, majestic piece of music, and then reading the majestic first chapter of Genesis, what a great way to start off a radio interview for. So thank you for doing that.
All right. And you know, Mark, as we give you a chance to further introduce yourself, something I'd like to say that I think gels beautifully with the ministry and the mission behind Answers in Genesis is, you know, when people don't have the habit of reading God's word, they don't realize what they're missing, because that one chapter, of course, is the chapter that our Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe, he chose to introduce his book, the greatest book in all of history, with introducing the creation. And it's so powerful. It is so powerful. So you're exactly right. And we're honored to be able to do that. So, but if you'll take time now, Mark, to further introduce yourself, and then we want to get right into talking about the ministry behind Answers in Genesis.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. We have a lot of friends there at your ministry, and Ken Ham's radio program called Answers with Ken Ham is heard on your entire network, and I'm privileged to produce that. Mm-hmm. But many of your staff have been here to our Creation Museum in Northern Kentucky, and also the Ark Encounter about 45 minutes away. So we're thrilled to have this long-term partnership going back to Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the rest of the family, and many of them have been up here to fellowship with us and be blessed by our Bible proclaiming ministry. My background, Pastor Joseph, is largely in broadcasting. although in the last 25 years or so, I've branched out into other things. But I know the power of Christian radio, the way that it can answer questions that Christians might have about their faith. Also, I know that many people right now who are listening to us in the middle of the night, they may be Christians, but they're struggling over various issues. It could be the health of themselves or a loved one. Maybe they're struggling about, does the Bible really say this or that when it comes to some of the moral issues of our day? And I'm sure there are some people listening. Perhaps God brought them to your program, maybe driving right now cross-country, or maybe they're at home and not able to sleep. And for those non-Christians, we hope that in the next few minutes we can give them answers as to why not only is the Bible, all 66 books of the Bible, authoritative and inerrant, but it shares the most important message we could share anywhere, and that is Christ came to earth to save us. And the gospel message goes right back to Genesis chapter 3, Pastor Joseph. We had the fall of Adam and Eve, and the whole world being corrupted as a result, and then Christ coming 4,000 years later. So I'm privileged to be a co-founder with Ken Ham and Mike Zovath. We started Answers in Genesis about 27 years ago, and we moved here to northern Kentucky from San Diego because we wanted to build a creation museum and perhaps other attractions in the future. And it just so happens that almost two-thirds of Americans, Joseph, can drive here. We're near Cincinnati, can drive here in one day. In fact, knowing something about AFR, I would venture to say that the vast majority of the people listening to us right now are within a day's drive of our Creation Museum and Ark Encounter. And but we're more than just the two attractions. Perhaps your listeners are know of our Ark Encounter, which is a full-size Noah's Ark, very evangelistic, but at the same time, we answer many of the most asked questions that people have about Noah's Ark and Noah's flood, from how many animals were on board, where did all the water come from to cover the earth, where did the water go afterwards. So as we answer those questions at this, what's become a very popular themed attraction, for the non-Christians who visit, they're presented with the gospel after many of their questions are answered. And then at the Creation Museum, we take a walk through history, starting with Genesis, of course. It's a walk through history from Genesis to Revelation. And we concentrate on the book of Genesis, Joseph, because of the 66 books of the Bible, it's the book of the Bible that's most criticized, most ripped apart, especially by those who believe in evolution and don't think Genesis can be trusted. But we have many other outreaches, too. We have that Answers with Ken Ham radio program, aired on well over 1,000 stations now. We've been blessed with a magazine called Answers, and it's twice been voted the top Christian magazine in the country. And all sorts of curricula. We know that many of your listeners homeschool their children, and we have a wide variety of apologetics resources for them. And that word apologetics, that might be new to some of your listeners there, but it's a Greek word that simply means giving a defense of the Christian word, the Christian faith.
Mark, I'm going to hop in right quick here. We're coming up on the break, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Mark Loy. He's the co-founder of Answers in Genesis. We'll be right back.
You speak from heaven, we call it thunder. You are amazing. You smile from heaven, we call it rainbow. You are amazing. And you look from heaven, we call it sunshine. That's amazing. And you made me in your likeness, super amazing.
Music of Dunsin Oyekan, the song Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. In the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verses 1 through 13, it tells us these words. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, a male and his female, 2 each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female, also 7 each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made." And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters were on the earth. So Noah with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean animals, of animals that are unclean, of birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth, 2 by 2 they went into the ark to Noah, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 7th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered the ark, they and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. Verses 1 through 14, Genesis chapter 7. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Mark Loy. He's the co-founder of the ministry Answers in Genesis. Mark, if you'll pick up where you left off as you were sharing more about the wonderful ministry that you're a part of.
Yes, I was, and thank you for this opportunity. And I wanted to also mention that we have many outreaches above the Ark Encounter, which brings those chapters from Genesis alive, Noah's Ark and Noah's Flood.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we're called an apologetics ministry. Mm-hmm. And I know that term sounds, you know, very highfalutin, but it's a Greek word. It simply means a defense of the Christian faith. But we're even more of a ministry than just defending the 66 books of the Bible. The most important truth we share at our attractions, the museum and the Ark Encounter, is the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
We could have people going through our museum and saying, "Okay, I'm no longer an evolutionist. I believe the Bible's account of creation is true." But if they don't receive Christ as Savior in terms of eternity, that their belief in Genesis doesn't really amount to much. Mm-hmm. And so as we answer people's questions in a variety of different outreaches that we have, including teaching seminars, we do not only at our facilities here, but we travel the world giving messages on the authority and accuracy of the Bible, but most importantly, we share the gospel. And so if people want to find out more about our outreaches, our Creation Museum and Ark Encounter in northern Kentucky, and consider making a trip up here, mm-hmm. we're not too far from Cincinnati. Our website is answersingenesis.org, answersingenesis.org. And when you land on that page, you can find out about the Ark, the Creation Museum, our radio program, Answers with Ken Ham, that you folks carry, our curricula, our magazine. We have now a video streaming platform, Joseph, called Answers.tv. Over 3,000 videos that will equip Christians to have answers for their faith, but also evangelistic videos by people like Ray Comfort and others that people can subscribe to. So many, many ways for people to connect with us. And again, we are privileged to be associated with AFA and AFR, including answering some of the tough social issues of our day. Mm-hmm. You know, we are Answers in Genesis, and people think, oh, you're just involved in the creation evolution controversy. And we are. That's a big part of what we do. But think about it. Some of the hot-button social issues of our day, Joseph, have an answer in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is abortion wrong? Well, we're all mm-hmm. created in God's image. We're all His image bearers, mm-hmm. And only He has the right to take human life. Mm-hmm. And as we show in our museum and in many resources, life begins right at fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
And the question of racism, which is just that has just skyrocketed in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
We teach here with some powerful exhibits that we all go back to Adam and Eve. Adam mm-hmm. and Eve were probably a middle brown skin shade.
Mm-hmm.
And if the first couple were that way, we can explain the different skin shades we have today and different amounts of melanin in our skin from light to dark if Adam and Eve were middle brown. And the book of Acts, springing ahead to the New Testament, says that we're all of one blood. So using the book of Genesis and other verses, we can help combat the sin of racism that still is a scourge in many parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have this we have the privilege of giving an answer to maybe the most asked questions people have about Christianity, including, why is there death and suffering and disease in this world? Why do we have COVID? Well, Genesis chapter 3 explains that through man's sin, we have a cursed world. Mm-hmm. Things that were once perfect, and you read from Genesis chapter 1, everything was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the rebellion in Genesis 3, and we live in a world today where we have folks who are probably listening right now dealing with illness, disease, sickness, or the loss of a loved one, and they're wondering, why does God allow that? And the Bible has the answer starting in Genesis 3. We shouldn't be shaking our fists at God when things go bad. It's actually the results of our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Joseph, if I could just pause right now and pray for those people listening.
Yes, please
who
do.
might be struggling mm-hmm. With a variety of issues. And then I'll continue on and letting folks know more about our Bible-proclaiming ministry.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for this time of intercession where we can bring our needs to you, the all-powerful God of the universe, taught from Genesis right through Revelation. And Lord, we know that there's probably many people right now who are up in the middle of the night. They may have an illness. They might have a concern or worry about themselves or a family member or a friend. Some might even be having some health challenges that might be related to COVID or another disease. Lord, thank you, first of all, that we have an explanation of why bad things happen in this world. But at the same time, your Holy Spirit can be a source of comfort, and you can heal these people from the ailments and the and the worries of this world, whether it's concerns about a job or a spouse or a child. Lord, come close to the people who are listening, and be a source of comfort to them. And may they open their Bibles and see that that your word is true from Genesis onward, and that it has the answers to all of life's issues. So we pray for those hurting even now, in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. You know, Mark, I really appreciate you touching on just a number of the things you've shared in relation to Scripture, in that, you know, it's so important for believers to understand that, and of course, God is the author of the Bible. He used human secretaries, but he's the author behind the Bible. And God's word is pregnant with the ability to bless people, to save us, to heal us, to transform our lives. And it's so important for believers to be diligent students of his word in a mighty, mighty way. And so again, thank you again for touching on that. And again, for every listener, if you're not reading your Bible every day, you don't know what you're missing, because God speaks mightily through his word to us. And so again, we're grateful to have you listening in. And I believe a number of the things Mark has shared already would have blessed and encouraged you much. Well, Mark, again, once again, some of the different entities that are part of the Ministry of Answers in Genesis, including, number one, again, you said the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter as well, but also you have, you said Answers TV, and just, I don't think I've even caught all of them, though, but quite a few different sides to the work that you do.
Oh, yes, including our curriculum department. Mm-hmm. And in the last year, with so many children, students being home during COVID, the demand for our Walk Through the Bible, a four-year curriculum for homeschoolers as well as for Sunday school, they're just flying out of our warehouses here as people are more and more home educating their children. Another thing to mention, too, is our website, and I've mentioned it before. It's a great place to go to find out more about the Ark Encounter, mm-hmm. and our Creation Museum. I'd say just about any question a person would have, whether they're a believer or not, if they just go to our search engine on the homepage of answersingenesis.org, type in a couple of key words like, why is there death and suffering if there's a God? Mm-hmm. I would say 99% of the questions can be answered right on our website without having to purchase our curriculum or coming to the Ark or the museum, although we go into much more depth in our museum and our curriculum when it comes to biblical truths. But I encourage people at some point to go to answersingenesis.org, which now, Joseph, is one of the most visited Christian websites in the world. And it's a nice thing to say that we're getting a lot of traffic, but the more important thing, rather than saying, wow, look at all these numbers we're getting, people are searching for answers. And it's sad to say, many churches nowadays, even those that say the Bible is God's word, they're not giving solid, apologetic answers to the questions people are facing today, whether it's why is there death and suffering, things like what happened to the dinosaurs, what about carbon dating, Cain's wife, you know, who is she? Mm-hmm. And because churches are not giving the answers they should be, a lot of pastors want to shy away from some of these controversial topics. Mm-hmm. Our website of answersingenesis.org exists to help people get answers to the Bible, as well as hearing about the gospel message if they've never heard it before. That's probably the big takeaway, is go to answersingenesis.org and then consider planning a trip to the Ark Encounter here in Northern Kentucky, as well as our sister attraction, the Creation Museum.
Okay. Mark, would you pray for listeners to really grasp whatever the Holy Spirit's saying to them? People in many different places, some may decide they want to make a trip, some may just decide, I want to learn more about the message behind the ministry, but pray that they'll have ears to hear whatever the Lord is saying to them on the broadcast today.
Thank you. Thank you for the privilege, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you that your word is powerful and answers all the questions we have about the world. Even the scientific questions that people will ask, and perhaps even causing them to have doubt about the reliability of your word. We pray that the people will avail themselves of our resources, come to the museum, go to our website, and discover that we can trust your word in this scientific modern age, that we don't need to believe in evolutionary ideas and believe in fallible scientists. And Lord, thank you for the staff you've assembled here at Answers in Genesis with many PhD scientists who can help with writing articles and giving lectures and producing videos that show that we can trust the first few chapters of Genesis, but the whole Bible, and also trust what the gospel message declares right there in the New Testament. So, Lord, work on the hearts of those people listening now to dive in and learn more about your word by tying into our Answers in Genesis ministry and by going into the word of God itself and reading three chapters a day, starting in Genesis. And then also listening to AFR on an ongoing basis to be encouraged in their faith, but also to be given answers about the Christian faith. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Our phone guest today is Mark Loy, the co-founder of Answers in Genesis. We'll be right back. Music from the Walls Group. All praise goes to you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, it tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Verses 1 through 14, John chapter 1. Father, once again, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful and the powerful ministry, the anointed ministry of Answers in Genesis. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the body of Christ with such a ministry as this. Lord, I pray that you'd stir the church more and more to recognize the need for us to do all that we do with a mindset of being evangelistic and discipleship-minded. Help us to know, Lord, that this is a work you've called all of us to, and that your Holy Spirit, our divine tutor, is able to teach us how to live that out. Help us to live having ears to hear as to how to live our lives in such a way that we're always pointing people to you. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Mark Loy. He's the co-founder of Answers in Genesis. Mark, as we begin this last segment, I want to share this. I recently had the chance to talk to a grandmother who was, to be quite honest, a bit disappointed. She was sharing how that she'd taken her granddaughters to a museum in a large city. And near the very beginning of the museum, it showed pictures of people developing from apes and becoming people. And she was so disappointed that it appeared that's something her daughters were very familiar with in their school books. What thoughts come to your mind as I share that?
Well, you know, the very reason we built the Creation Museum was a dream or a vision Ken Ham had back in the 1970s. He was a public school science teacher in Australia, and he was seeing so many of his students going to these natural history museums mm-hmm. and being evolutionized, if you will. Mm-hmm. And he was seeing that even those young people who grew up in church, after going to these museums and seeing the so-called evidence, which is not really evidence at all, for mm-hmm. an ape-like ancestor, mm-hmm. they thought it was true, and then perhaps Genesis was wrong. And that burdened him. And it burdened me, too, because as a young man growing up in the Los Angeles area in the early 1970s, I was a young Christian, mm-hmm. but I was visiting these science museums that were presenting evolution as fact. Mm-hmm. I'm reading National Geographic magazines presenting the so-called evidence for evolution, and then these National Geographic television programs that are also anti-biblical. And mm-hmm. then think about it, in a fourth way, in my public schools, mm-hmm. I'm getting the message that evolution is true and the Bible is wrong. Mm-hmm. But praise God, when I was about 17 or 18, I heard a lecture by a creationist by the name of Dr. Dwayne Gish. Mm-hmm. And in 1 hour, his talk that validated the book of Genesis completely revolutionized my view of whether or not the Bible was right or wrong. Mm-hmm. He quickly dismissed the evidence that supposedly showed that evolution was the reason we're here. And in his talk, he talked about the fossil record, he mentioned the so-called ape men, like Neanderthal man, and quickly dismissed them from good science. Mm-hmm. But the message he left was, you can trust the Bible. Genesis is true. Now, this is a man who had a PhD degree from Berkeley, one of the finest schools in the country, in mm-hmm. biochemistry. And that man, after 1 hour, I was convinced, after God used him, that I could trust the Bible. And I've been involved in apologetics ministry ever since, because mm-hmm. I've seen so many people give up on considering the viability of the Bible because they think that science has somehow disproved the trustworthiness of the Bible. So mm-hmm. Ken Ham and I have this passion to use the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter, and our many other outreaches to show that you can trust the Bible in these challenging times.
Mm, that's great. Share your website once again, please.
Yes, it's answersingenesis.org. as opposed to .com, answersingenesis.org. Use that search engine there to find just about any question is answered right there by typing in some keywords.
Mm, okay. You know, earlier, Mark, you touched on this. You know, a part of what I do here at AFA2 involves pro-life outreach. And I recall recently heard a statement by a medical doctor, which was powerful. He was a doctor who has resisted the push to try to encourage him to get involved with the tragedy of abortion and being a part of that. And he recalls an instance where someone was really pushing him to do that, and he gave a response that just is powerfully biblical in its perspective. He said, one of the problems with abortion is that when it's carried out, a person always dies. And that's so simple, but it's profound at the same time. And the fact is, we live in a society, sadly, that just ignores truth. And to our detriment, as well. Any thoughts that come to mind immediately to speak
well,
to that?
Well, yeah, here at our Creation Museum, we have a powerful new pro-life exhibit. We show from both Scripture and science that human life begins at fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the time where the sperm and egg come together, all the genetic information that will build you as a human being is right there at the beginning. Nothing new is ever added after fertilization. That is a human being. And, of course, the book of Jeremiah will confirm that all of us are created in God's image. And for those who might be struggling with that question of whether or not to keep a baby, might be even listening right now, do we have a couple of minutes where I can pray?
Yes, please
that
do.
That person? Yeah. Lord, we're grateful that we have this platform to share your truths, including about the sanctity of life, that we're all created in your image, and that we're humans right from the moment of fertilization. If there is someone, Lord, who might have been prompted to listen right now, who's considering an abortion, Lord, we pray that you'd work on that person's heart and convince them of the truths of your word and science, that is a human being. And Lord, we pray that through many efforts we can share that life is precious from its very, very beginning, and that we can rally up and use the various media means, legislatures and courts, to deal with this scourge of abortion. But for those who might be dealing with that very personal question right now, we pray that you'd work on their hearts and that open up their Bible and also go to our website to find out more about the beginning of life. In Christ's name we ask it. It's amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Mark, I think of one of the many different ways that the Spirit of God, the grace of God is using your ministry, is that the fact is truth is powerful all by itself. And truth is not just about, it's not academic, it touches the heart, the life, the entire being. And it's so important for us to understand that truth is what sets us free. And so praise God for ministries like yours that point people to God's truth, which is what we desperately need as human beings and as a world. We need God's truth. So thank you again for the work that you're doing. And our time, we have just a few moments left. Any last words you want to say before we end our time today to encourage our listeners today?
Yeah, I want to encourage Christians that, we live in a turbulent time. Mm-hmm. Far more, I'm old enough to remember the year of 1968. That was a terrible time in American history, with mm-hmm. riots, assassinations, the war in Vietnam. It's worse now. This country has turned its back more and more on God and His Word. Even Christians are caving in on certain issues that the Bible is very clear about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad there are ministries like yours and ours that are standing up for the moral truths that are presented in the Bible. And that I encourage your listeners to get into the Word and study it for yourself. Don't just watch a politician on TV who's very glib and smooth and go with his words or her words. Go to God's Word and get your truth from that source. Pray for this country. This country has so many needs, and it starts right there in Washington D.C. with policies and laws being generated that could even harm Christian radio networks like yours or ministries like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, and it's a challenging time, too, when it comes to health issues, and people are hurting and wondering where this country is going. And so I encourage folks to get into their Bible, visit answersingenesis.org for solid biblical answers to their questions and to support AFA and AFR with their donations. I can't think of a finer ministry standing up for biblical truths in this immoral time than AFA and AFR.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks so much. And, I think of this, too. There's a great need for believers to understand that we're called to boldly and courageously speak and stand on truth, and that's one of the great weapons the church can be victorious in any setting, even when the environment seems hostile. Again, boldly standing on truth makes all the difference in the world. That's how to walk in victory. In our last few minutes, I want to say to all of our listeners, as usual, If you're listening today and you've never made the all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get saved. You might have stumbled across the broadcast by accident or maybe deliberately and you've been listening. If you desire to make that step to ask Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, if you'll simply pray this prayer with me, I invite you to pray it. Or if you wish to pray it as a recommitment prayer, we invite you to pray with us as well. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Right now, Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. If you pray that prayer and receive Christ, we invite you. Email us and let us know. We'd like to share with you some resources to help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We hope to hear from you. Mark, again, thank you so much for being with us today. And we appreciate you and the work of Answers in Genesis, okay?
Pastor, thank you. We appreciate you guys too.
All right. Please pray much for Mark, Loy, and the Ministry of Answers in Genesis. And if you get a chance to go to the Creation Museum or the Ark Encounter, I certainly encourage you to take the time to do it. It'll bless your socks off. Hope you'll do it. Thanks for listening. Thanks. Always, we appreciate you tuning in. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.